Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And again, we got about 3 hours left on the show, so plenty of time for you to give us a call so we can help you out. Starting to get a few questions on email in regards to the Christmas wreaths that we've always done in the past. Well, unfortunately, this year is the first time, probably in over 25 years, that there hasn't been a Paul Parent wreath going out this year. Not enough time in the day. My brother, Jason, who had done them in the past with the florist that he worked for, actually moved on to a bigger and better florist for him. They have so much business going on with everything that's going on. They don't have a lot of time to be doing this. So couldn't really do it this year. So all of you have been asking. I do apologize. Try to answer as many of those as possible. I know a bunch of you have sent some emails asking some questions, trying to get to them as soon as we can, do everything we can on my end. It's just I have that full-time job where this time of year with everything coming in, I'm working 50 to 60 hours a week, plus, having this gig on Sundays, plus also having a family. And wanted to be spending some time with the family. We've also been doing some different things around the house, so haven't had time to answer any real questions on email probably in about 3-4 weeks here. So I apologize to everybody who's been asking questions. I know some of them are timely. Trying to do everything we can. There's just not enough time in the day to be doing some of this. So I try to answer what I can while I'm at the computer here. Try to answer some of them during the breaks and do the best I can. But I know some of you, have asked some questions, and some of you have said that you're looking for, you haven't gotten back. I haven't gotten back to you. I apologize. Just not enough time in the day. So just want to throw that out there for anybody who's listening. It just takes a little bit of time. We all got a lot going on, and unfortunately, I can't work from home. I am in the front lines at all times with people coming in, the retail customer walking in to the store asking questions. I wouldn't call it the front lines. I think our first responders, our nurses, our doctors, those are the front lines during this pandemic. But I'm out there in the public, so I don't get to sit behind a computer. So I apologize to everybody who needs to hear it. I will do everything I can to get back to you, but it's going to take some time. I just haven't caught up in a while here. So, but that's why we have some Sunday shows. If you do have some questions, you can call us. Our number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I'm looking out look out the window just here and seeing the sun coming up. It's looking like it'll be nice, right? But there's some rain in the forecast today. Not sure when it's really going to hit us, but then it's going to get some windy conditions later today. So, you know, who knows? Great thing about the people in the weather industry is they can be wrong more than 50% of the time and still have jobs. So, hey, that's something in a next life I'll think about doing. But we're supposed to get a little bit of rain out there today, maybe a little bit later. So maybe it's looking at getting out there this morning and getting some things done. Yeah, looking like the rain's going to be late this afternoon. So you have full day to get out there and get to work in the garden. Just might have to wear a few extra layers today compared to this past week. I was saying earlier in the show, what, 3-4 days ago, I was in shorts working, and now I'm, you got to bundle up. It's, I think the first time I can remember ever unloading a Christmas tree truck in shorts. I couldn't believe it. I kind of had to question what day it was. It was just a couple of days ago, so. Some oddities in this year, right? 2020. What a year. Can't wait to see it leave. But back into some of the garden things we could be doing. I talked about it a lot this morning, getting, all your tools and everything ready for winter, getting them cleaned up for next season so you can start fresh. But there's still time to be cleaning up the perennials if you haven't. It's still time to be, adding a fertilizer to the soil, right? One of the things that we talk about is putting a winterizer fertilizer down. The ground is still not frozen. The ground is still receiving the fertilizer, the soil itself. It's just a little bit slower. But getting something down now, maybe like your fifth application, actually will help you for next year more than any of the fertilizers you've done this year. Obviously, we want to do all of those applications. It's very important to stick by the application process and not just do a couple. It will long-term make your lawn better and easier to handle. When you see a commercial, like this, a Scotts commercial, their lawns are perfectly green. They say, use our products, and this is what's going to happen. What they don't tell you is, well, A, they've built it up because it's a commercial. They've probably used brand new sod. But B, a lawn like that takes a number of years to get that way and consistently staying that way with fertilizing or constant care. It's not always about fertilizing. There are some seed out there, some lawns that don't need as much fertilizer because they have a deeper root system. They can pull those nutrients. Maybe it's going from a synthetic fertilizer to more of like a organic fertilizer, so you don't use as much, and it only gives the blades of grass what they need, right? But it takes a number of years. It's not just a one and done type thing or one season and done. A lot of you have been at home this season, due to, the pandemic that's obviously going on. But, and you've probably spent some time on the lawn, use those applications one after another like you should. The thing we need to think about doing next year is just continuing with that and not just stopping. If next year, we can get back out into the real world and go back to normal, if you will, which I don't know when it would be, but say we get to, the hope is, right, that's what we want to be able to do. Don't forget about what you've been doing all season. Don't forget about the plants. You might not have enough time to do it, but if you want to have that lawn, you need to continue with that fertilization program. Because it is super important for the longevity of the lawn. You'll notice some lawns that don't have fertilizer or had a fertilization program then stopped will start to get patchy. They'll start to get bumpy. They'll start to have more weeds. That's because the soil needs some conditioning, needs to be taken care of, needs to be, compost added to it, needs to, maybe it's become very clay-filled, maybe it's become, very hard-packed, or maybe, it's very acidic. These are some of the things that will happen over time. And so, what I challenge everybody to do is next year, and the years after, when we get back to this, normal, if you will, to continue taking care of the lawn and the plants like you have been, for the longevity of them. This year you've probably seen a lot of new growth on your plants. You've seen a lot more out there because you're home, you can see it. Well, the plants are going to want that continuously year after year. So really something to be thinking about now, looking at it and saying, yep, I'm going to continue this next year because it's good, for the plants. It's good for me. Having living plants, having trees, shrubs around you, they've done studies on it. It actually makes you happier, makes you, at ease a little bit more. They've done a ton of studies. I'll have to research some during the breaks here, but, that having plants in neighborhoods actually can help reduce some crime. It can help reduce pollution, obviously. It can help just make everybody happier. So taking care of the garden should be something on your long-term goals to continue with. If you have some questions here, give us a call at 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We get back. More information on what to do in the garden.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so I'm going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Rick is in New Hampshire.
Rick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Strawberries. I had a lot of runners,
okay,
which I've picked up off the ground because I didn't want to trample them under the snow.
Mm-hmm.
I put them all in a flat. Now, what's the best way to try to save them for spring?
Okay. Now, so you cut them right from the main plant. How far back did you?
Well, you know, it's like I had another plant like every 6 or 8 inches along,
yep,
the runner.
Yep.
So I cut them off because they were in the raised bed.
Mm-hmm.
So I cut them off at the edge of the bed.
Okay.
So I've got all these little baby plants, and I have them on they're in the flat in my,
okay,
greenhouse at the moment.
Okay.
But will I be able to save them, you think?
There's a good possibility. There's a number of ways to do it. They actually, there's ways to do it right from the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's ways to do it with the cuttings. And at this point, you already have the cuttings from it.
Right.
What I'd look for you to do is some of those runners, they had leaves still formed on them, and then basically like a long stem, right?
Right.
How much of that stem did you keep?
Most of it.
Okay. So what I'd like to see you do is basically where the leaves were still formed.
Okay.
Take that area and put that right into soil with that stem kind of sticking out a bit.
Okay.
And going down a couple of inches. Basically, what we're doing is we're going to do the same thing you would do if you left the runners on the main plant.
Patch. Yeah.
Right? So runners on a main plant, you could actually take some of the, you know, because they... when we call them runners, because of the fact there's such a space in between the stem and the main plant.
Right.
You take where that first leaf junction is, put it into the soil, and hold it down somehow, right? A lot of people will use like a U-shaped clip over that stem and okay. hold it down into the surface. We're kind of looking to do the same thing, right? On this, I wouldn't leave the stem, you know, about... You know, sometimes they can get like a foot to 2 feet. I wouldn't leave it that way. I'd leave it maybe just like an inch or two after you've put it into the soil.
Okay.
Okay, and place that into maybe like a 4-inch pot.
All right.
You know, add mm-hmm. some, make it like a light soil so that mm-hmm. it can start to establish those roots easier for you.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing you could do is, get some, like, rooting hormone, right?
Yeah, I have some.
And place it on the bottom where you're going to put it into the soil.
Okay.
Okay, and then put it into the soil and let it sit. It could take anywhere between, you know, a month or more to really develop a root system for it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you'll start to see it. You'll eventually, you know, once the plant has started to... You know, maybe like a week or so in, you could take that little stem that you've left and kind of cut it back flush to the ground. Mm-hmm. We're just looking. The reason why I like to have it is just to have something so it will hold it into the soil. By okay. you know, you kind of have it out a little bit. You have those leaf junction there, pushing it down. You're making something firm.
Okay.
You can cut that back within a week or so. You'll notice that it'll dry out a bit, anyways.
Yeah.
And then just every once in a while, kind of pull on the leaves a little bit. Not like heavy, but just pull to see if there's some resistance.
All right.
And you're going to start to see that root system.
Okay.
You can keep it for, and then, you know, keep it inside until you can get them back outside. The other thing you can do, you know, next year is unless the, you know, the whole area is completely full of strawberries, you can take some of those runners, leave them on the main plant, cover the area with soil around the leaf
uh-huh.
and get more plants in that area so it fills out.
Okay. All right.
Something just to think about for future.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Patrick.
All right, Rick. Well, good luck.
You
have
too.
A good one.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hundreds of thousands of President Trump supporters converged on Washington, D.C. Saturday to support the president's claim of massive voter fraud. Stop the steal was their message. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani claims transparency was denied to GOP observers in Pennsylvania. Trump was ahead by 800,000 votes on election night when counting stopped until the next day.
Something like 300,000 ballots were counted without inspection of any kind. I mean, they could be...
They could be anything. They could be ballots from dead people. They could be ballots the same person 14 times, 100 times. There's no way we would know. And then the envelope that would secure it was thrown away. The ballot was put in. So now we're up to 623,000 ballots that are unlawful ballots that can't be counted.
Democrat leaders and Joe Biden claim the election was the fairest in U.S. history. You're listening to USA Radio News. On average, 12 to 13 storms are named every year. 2020 has now seen 30 as Hurricane Iota is barreling toward Nicaragua from the Caribbean as a Category 1 and gaining strength. Arizona Senate President calls for audit of Arizona election results. Senate President Karen Fan is seeking an independent analysis of the testing of Arizona's voting machines. In a letter to Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, the Prescott Republican said she is not claiming that there was fraud, but that the outside review will put the current controversy to rest. The election software system in Michigan that switched 6,000 votes from Trump to Biden is called Dominion. Dominion was rejected by Texas for many years as officials there called it faulty and easily corruptible. Dominion is used in all swing states, including Nevada, Arizona, Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line, so I'm going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Cindy is in East Hampton, Massachusetts.
Cindy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. My question is, I have started a plant about 5 years ago, and what it was is it's a horseradish plant, in which case you use the roots to make, you know, the horseradish you buy in grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
And because it had a little greenery, I said, by chance, maybe I can start a plant because it had a little bit of green on top. And so it did. And so, but one thing I inquired with my father about the horseradish root itself, because my grandparents had a plant like that, my father would go out and harvest it during Easter. And the one thing I didn't observe, but he basically said, you have to watch out for growing a horseradish root because it can go north, south, east, or west, and then you're going to end up trying to find where the root grew, you know, to dig it up to grade it for horseradish. And so I took that in consideration, and I had planted the root in the biggest pot I could find and put it in the center, and it's been growing. But for the last two seasons, I haven't checked on it because I've been doing other projects indoors. And so I'm just afraid that maybe it may have got root bound, and I'm afraid to look and dump it out to look and see how much soil there is versus how much roots there are. And I don't know. I've never grated it up for horseradish, only because I don't know too much about the horseradish root itself.
Okay. Well, so this is actually, at this point, is a good time to kind of see, to take root cuttings or plants from the horseradish to do more, right, for next season.
Right.
So this would be as good a time as any to get in there, see what's going on, kind of take a look at what's going on in the soil, uh-huh. Right? So what you can do is when you get in there and you see the root, right, because obviously that's what we're looking to replant.
Right.
Basically the top, like, half of the root.
Yes.
That's the one you can use, in the kitchen and for cooking, all those things.
Okay.
The bottom part of the plant is what you would want to use to get new plants.
Okay.
Basically, you're looking to get whatever's left and bring it down about 12 inches into the soil, right?
Okay,
Replant that root cutting at like a 45 degree angle. Basically, what you're
angle
trying to
cut?
Do. No, you can go a straight cut. Straight cut would be fine.
Oh, okay.
What I'm looking for with the 12 inches is like loose soil of 12 inches. We're not necessarily going to put the root all the way down 12 inches. We want a little bit of loose soil. You can actually add like some compost into it to make it a little bit lighter and looser, because that's what they love. Okay.
Yeah.
And then when you do actually plant the new piece, you're going to only go a couple inches below the soil line, 2-3 inches. You're not looking to go that 12 inches. They just want a little bit looser soil. They don't want it very, like, hard and compact, right?
Okay.
They want to be able to expand in there and get bigger. Thing about it is, as you know, they go all over the place, and so you don't need to do a lot of horseradish roots. They basically, the spacing, say we were to put them in a garden, just as an example, spacing, they're looking at like 2.5 feet apart. That's some good space compared to some other plants that might be a little bit less than that. Especially like root growth. Like if you were to look at like a carrot, right? You're only going a couple inches away from each other, right?
Right.
So that's the difference. This, as you know, as your father said, it goes north, east, west, south, northwest, northeast, whichever way it really wants to go.
Right.
So that's why one will really do a good amount of area. You'll probably notice when you do take it out of the plant, you'll have multiple systems in there.
Uh-huh.
You can use a couple different roots and get them spread out in different areas. If you just want to kind of get it back to one, you can get rid of everything else. But you're looking for the kitchen use, you're looking for the top part of the root. I think that's one of the most important parts for you.
Where the leaves come out of.
Basically, yeah. So wherever the leaves are, obviously you're going to be using the root itself, but the top part of that root, whichever part is by the leaves, is the one that you're going to want to use. The bottom third, maybe half, is the one that you're going to want to replant, if you want to replant.
Okay.
Okay.
So the bottom half is pretty much to put it a little bit above the soil so it gets the air to the top.
It's going to be a couple inches below the soil, not above the soil. I might have said above.
Below
I apologize.
So that it can start the rooting system stronger, and then eventually the top part will grow itself.
Exactly. And this is one of those plants that, putting in the soil, it's not going to look like much. You don't need the leaves to get it to regrow. It's a tuber.
Okay.
It's a root system. So that's really what you'll need to do. You can use the whole root if that's what you're looking to do, in the kitchen. But basically, if you're looking to keep that plant and keep going, Yeah. That's how you would keep going for seasons, by using the top half-ish, you know, the top half for the kitchen, the rest to go back in the soil for next season.
Okay.
And, you know, this is something that I'd like to add compost. Say you're going to repot it in that pot after you've taken everything out.
Yeah.
Add a little bit of compost to the soil. Make it a nice, loose, rich soil. Will help it with the long term. You know, the other thing is don't take the, you know, whatever you have left and get rid of it and throw it in like a compost pile, because then you're going to have horseradish roots growing all over the place in there. So that's just, those are a couple of the things. You know, I'd just toss whatever you don't use, because you'll have horseradish all over the area instead of having it just in one spot.
Okay.
Is
there anything else I need to do as far as maintaining the health of the plant, or it pretty much maintains itself?
It should maintain
itself. Or anything like that?
It should maintain itself, a lot of it. You want to just make sure it stays, you know, water it like once a week during like the dry times. You know, it's really, you know, you don't need to do much. It's one that needs little to no attention. To do its thing. But you just, you know, checking in on the water once a week would be fine during the growing season. Some people even put mulch around the plant to help the moisture in, keep the moisture in, so you don't have to water as much. That's an option. Those are all different options that you could be using.
And using the leaves on the top when they die down, to leave them there. Right? To cut it and leave them there on top to protect it?
Well, so one of the things I would do is, you know, you could cut off the leaves once they've turned brown, gotten hit by the frost.
Yeah.
Cut them a little bit lower, because sometimes what will happen is they can rot on you.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? And then that could go into the soil. We're not looking to have that happen, right?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
No problems. Sandy, you have a great one, okay?
Yeah, you too. You take care. Love you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, Nathan, we have any other calls on the line? All right. We'll keep on keeping on. As we do, and you know, I brought this up this morning earlier today about spraying still for ticks in the garden, and you know, during one of the breaks, I found another tick on my dog. I got to do an extreme clean on my my dog Murphy here. She sits with me while we do the show. So kind of my co-host that just doesn't talk, but she keeps me company. But, you know, the ground, with it not being completely frozen, right, still need to be spraying, for any of those ticks that are out there. They're not in the dormant period. We had the warm weather, right? We need to be thinking about, spraying until really the ground freezes. And one of the ones that I like to use, Natural Alternative, has a mosquito, tick, and flea control that Victoria and I have talked about a number of times on air. But it's something that she'll even say it, spray until the snow flies, to make sure areas are taken care of with the mosquitoes, ticks, fleas. You know, we're seeing a lot of the mosquitoes not really being there, but it's the ticks right now that we're concerned of. With the warm weather we had last week, we kind of just went out back in the yard and kind of didn't think, right? Well, I'm thinking a little bit more about it, because in 2 days now I found two ticks on my poor girl here. So I want to make sure she's taken care of. But at the same time, I got little ones, right? I want them to be protected. So it's something that I'll be getting out and spraying to protect them. And really, to be honest, helping get a head start on next year. That's one of the things we want to do, is get a head start on next year by spraying. So you still have time to do that. you know, they, I like the natural alternatives, mosquito and tick and flea control. It's a nice organic product. Has a cedar-type smell to it. But there's other ones out there. Bonide has some good ones. If you can't find it, they do have a tick and flea control. If you can't find that one, you can always take a look at 8, their product 8, for years upon years, Art. And I had talked about it. That was one that he used a lot. So it's something that we kind of think we're done right now and say, all right, next season, right? But something we need to continue doing because, you know, our four-legged friends and our you know, children, et cetera, we don't want them getting any ticks on them at this point because Lyme disease, all that's still out there, right? With everything that goes on in the world, we kind of forget about those things. So let's bring it back into the picture and think about it because last night and this morning, I'm sure looking back at this and saying, all right, I could have done a little bit more. You know, pick up some of those leaves, get it a little bit cleaner to protect everybody. So give us a call with any questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take another break here. When we get back, we'll give you some more things to be doing with your garden. So hang tight. We'll be back in a few.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's starting to get brighter out there. Still hasn't warmed up. Still a little bit cool. You know, use the day that you have to get out there, do some things in the garden, clean up, get ready for winter, get ready for spring, really. You know, we say, you know, get ready for winter, but everything you're doing now for your garden is really for next spring. Obviously, some of the things like spraying with wilt proof or wilt stop, that's getting ready for winter. But what it's really doing is, yeah, it's getting ready for winter, but it's getting ready so that next season it's there for you to continue its growth. So, everything we're really doing right now, we're doing to, try and, keep things going for the next season. So let's, continue on that. A few of you have probably heard me talk about this, and you know, probably a lot of you have heard my father talk about it for years. The salt marsh hay, putting salt marsh hay around your plants for winter, right? We're still not ready to be putting that down around the plants. We're looking to wait until the ground actually freezes, until the ground is frozen, because we're looking to make sure that we don't create like a little hotel for rodents, right? Where, you know, the mice, rats, etc. are looking for a place to live, right? We put salt marsh hay around our plants right now, our roses, our hydrangeas, etc. We're basically building a hotel for them. We've got shelter, we've got food with the plant, water from the plant itself, and it's just a perfect condition. It's not going to want to leave, so you're going to find doing it too early when it comes to something that you could be used as like a bedding material. So straw, salt marsh hay, those types of things. Waiting till about Thanksgiving. So another, 2 weeks at this point. Historically, the past couple years, it's been next week. But you want the ground to be frozen so that you're not inviting those little critters to come and live in those areas. You could put that mulch up around, your roses, some of those, hydrangeas, etc., if you'd like. But just kind of keep an eye out on it to make sure that they're not coming into those plants. The other thing you could be using and start thinking about doing is the product called Mouse Magic from Bonide. It was one of my father's favorite products to use. It had a nice minty smell, but it helped protect your sheds, your garages, because that smell mice don't like, right? And it kind of repels them. For a number of years, we would just store product in the, we would store a sit-down lawnmower in the shed in the back. And my father, a couple of years, rodents would actually make a home just underneath the seat. And they would eat these little wires, and they would make it so that the mower wouldn't work. And as soon as my father found that mouse magic, it actually repelled them away from there, and he wouldn't have to worry about it. Always kind of said, using traps, right? Well, traps don't, they just keep coming. We're trying to repel them and keep them out of here. We don't want to just kill everything. We want to help prevent them, and that's what this mouse magic does. So it's something to be thinking about putting in, a camper if you're putting it away for the winter, a trailer, boat that you've overwintered, the garage, sheds, etc. That's really what we're looking to do and get ready. Even put it in like the attic. It's not the easiest to put outside, because it can just sit out there and kind of get soggy. It doesn't use it. But I've even heard of using mouse magic in your birdseed, because it's just minty smell. It's organic, so you can put it in there. So something to be thinking about over the winter, so that you can keep the rodents away. But the other thing in a birdseed, keeping some of the squirrels away, using maybe the rat magic. They don't like that either. So just something to think about. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll have a couple hours left in the show. We'll do everything we can to help you out. We'll be back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.